strong opinions on both sides. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Abortion supporters and opponents have been rallying outside the Supreme Court following Friday's historic ruling overturning Roe v. Wade.
Two apprehensions were made after red paint that was supposed to symbolize blood was poured over some of these security gates. So two people taken into custody there. There were people, though, of course, who were celebrating this decision out here yesterday as well. Police mostly dealt with defusing the many shouting matches that took place over the course of the day.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Colorado, a pregnancy center was vandalized and set on fire. Abortion is now illegal in South Dakota.
Planned Parenthood had already stopped abortions in the state of South Dakota a month or two ago, so that was good news for us. But we had this state statute on the books that said if Roe v. Wade was ever overturned at the Supreme Court, then immediately abortions would be illegal in our state, except to save the life of a mother.
Governor Kristi Noem on Fox and Friends Weekend. President Biden is half a world away from the abortion debate. He's in Germany at the G7 summit, where the crisis in Ukraine is getting much of the attention.
We have to stay together, because Putin has been counting on from the beginning that somehow NATO would and the G7 would splinter, but we haven't, and we're not going to.
World leaders also touched on another thorny topic, Iran and its nuclear program. Just as stalled nuclear talks are expected to resume, state TV in Tehran announced a rocket launch. Iran says the rocket is designed to carry satellites. In Norway, a memorial service for the victims of a deadly shooting. The suspect has been described as an Islamic extremist, originally from Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Several states are holding primaries on Tuesday.
In Colorado, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett will find out who he will face in the fall, Republican state lawmaker Ron Hanks or construction company owner Joe O'Day. Hanks believes the 2020 election was stolen. In Utah, Senator Mike Lee faces two Republican challengers, and while polls have him ahead, if he wins, he would face independent Evan McMullen, who ran as a third-party candidate against Trump in 2016.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Illinois is also holding contests. Last night in Mendon, former President Trump endorsed Darren Bailey for governor.
Darren is a fearless supporter of the Second Amendment and a tireless champion of religious liberty.
Mr. Trump is also backing Congresswoman Mary Miller, who called the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision a victory for white life. Her campaign says she meant to say right to life. Think you can make it big in retail? Then Walmart is calling.
It's the ninth year that Walmart's hosted sourcing events, this year with close to 1,200 medium and small businesses, set to pitch their merch this Tuesday and Wednesday to Walmart and Sam's Club. It's all part of the world's largest retailers' pledge to support American jobs, with the goal of getting new products in stores and online. The event, similar to ABC's The Shark Tank, where entrepreneurs will pitch their products and where a yes from Walmart could be considered life-changing for these American businesses. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Another big retailer is in the midst of a recall. 400,000 patio umbrellas sold at Costco are being recalled because the lithium-ion batteries that power the umbrella's lights can overheat and catch fire. Six complaints have been reported. One person was hospitalized for smoke inhalation. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.